Factor.com. Now, here's your host, Johnny Radio himself, John Harden.
I know it is back. What it is, no, I thought it is back. What it is, I gotta go. Damn, I wanna change, but you're still there, laying down, paying the lawyer. Break it down, back it up.
Yo. Welcome into a little Sports 56 happy hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. I hope everybody's doing well. Wow, was that ChatGPT talking to me?
I think it was.
Yeah, I was trying to look up some stuff a minute ago because I had a little argument with some people about ChatGPT and all those AI things and kids thinking instead of, like, they don't think anymore. They go and just ask it every single question. Like, I didn't even know that the kids used it on their text messages.
This is why.
So much. I didn't know how much. I thought my daughter was the greatest writer. She sent me the nicest thing. And I was like, damn, girl, you spent some time on that text. Oh, she goes, oh, no, I chatted it, copied and pasted. I was like, what?
Oh, look, and then don't get me started. They don't know how to spell nothing because all they got to do is text the
teacher. Very true.
Yeah, and I can't even work it worth a crap. No, I figure they say it's about how you prompt it, like the questions you ask it. So the stuff I ask it probably is not.
You know why? Because, John, we grew up in the house with World Books and Encyclopedia Britannicas.
Yep, that's a fact.
We were told to go look it up.
We could write. By the way, we can write with our hands.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? In print, manuscript, or cursive.
And the other thing is, though, I will say, my thumbs, though, still don't work. I don't understand. Like, yeah. Why do they make the phones for men's dumb thumbs who there's no way you're going to get the right letters?
I will say this much. I still don't understand the purpose of cursive writing even today.
Oh, I do, because it was speed.
I mean,
I wrote it so fast.
I did, too, but it was like, you know, I hear people saying today, well, kids don't even teach them cursive no more because ain't nobody putting stuff in cursive no more. Everything is print and digital.
Yeah, but if they showed them, like, something in cursive to them, it'd look like a foreign language.
Yeah, but the process of cursive handwriting is, like, antiquated.
But I used to tell my students when I was a teacher, y'all plan on being famous and don't know how to write in cursive. Y'all don't know how to make an
this
autograph.
Is true. You gotta make it
thank
out
you very much. This my man true. Jared be knowing stuff.
But then all you really got to do, who has a legible signature, though?
Oh, my signature is not. Like, you know, like my wife asks me all the time, so what is this?
Outside
what
of
is
my
this?
Mom.
And what is this? I'm like, that's Mr. John K. Harden.
Outside of my mom, who has a legible signature where you can actually read their name.
God, I used to do the I still do the M because we used to have to write checks like Mr. John Kevin Harden or Mrs. John Kevin Harden.
My signature looked like I sang.
I loved how they used to have to write a check when my wife back in the day, back when it was easier to.
My signature looked like I sang
Mrs.
a bunch of basketball.
John, Miss you know? John Kevin Harden.
Oh, yeah, you just put it out of one.
Oh, Lord. But, man, we had a crazy weekend because we got to recap a lot of NFL draft stuff. We got to recap the crazy playoffs. When I'm thinking about the playoffs right now, it's kind of heating up a little bit. And we've also seen some tempers flare. We've seen a lot of technical fouls. We've seen some games where they couldn't score if they were a billionaire in a brothel. We've seen games where it just seems like everything goes in the hole. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, I got a Cam Newton Ray J story for you as well. Oh, Lord wow. Have mercy. But tonight we got more NBA action, of course. You know, the Pistons and the Magic. This bad boy, Orlando, leads the series 2-1. This is huge for the Pistons.
They're in trouble. They're in trouble.
What did I tell you at the beginning?
Even if they get through this series, going beyond, they're in trouble.
Too damn young.
Not so much as that.
Nobody else to score other than Cade. Yeah, that's what I was saying. But the thing that's crazy is this is still the team in the East that won 60 games.
Yeah.
60.
60, that's nothing to sneeze at. However,
but this is a different game, and this is why I told you last week it drives certain fans crazy because regular season basketball looks, smells, and tastes nothing like postseason basketball. Well, but the thing I'm going to tell you that I think is the greatest thing in the whole wide world, gambling, because so many people take the overs in the regular season because they're scoring like billionaires in brothels. I'm hitting so many unders.
Me too.
It's not even funny. Did have the over in the Houston game, LA, last night. Mm-hmm. That went over. Thank you very, 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 very much.
Right.
But it was still tighter than Cooter Brown over the 205.5 after the first quarter. I was sweating that junt.
We also have to factor in, when we speak of the differences in the regular season and playoffs, of course the differences, because everything is much more detailed when we get to this time of year. But in this situation where you have a 1-8 in Detroit and Orlando, respectively, it's a matchup.
And
they physically match up with the Pistons. They're bringing the physical to the Pistons. The Pistons can't punk the Orlando Magic.
And the thing about this is, it's not surprising at all to me, and you want to know why?
Me either.
Because the 1-2 seed over in the West are different than the 1-2 seed in the East. And what I mean by that is Oklahoma City and San Antonio can toy with their food and kick your ass still.
And it ain't even so much as really with them toying with their food. It's just,
I mean, come on. The Spurs toyed with their food last night in the first quarter. Like, you know what I mean?
No, Portland was just kicking
and Portland
their ass.
Was going at it. And then, and then Wimby's like, no, nah, not no more.
A 24-3 run in the third quarter, and an 18-3 run in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was like, hey,
and what they
we
did,
are toying with our food.
But what they did also Friday night without Wembanyama.
Yeah, that's true.
Is what I love about the San Antonio Spurs.
What did
Spurs.
I tell you? They came
They're
back
young.
And they were still toying with their food, and they came back and won that game too.
Well, when you look at it as toying with the food, I look at it as just being a part of an NBA game. An NBA game is a marathon. It's
it
a
is.
Short marathon in that sense, because it's a game of runs. You're going to run, you have that big run,
and
they're match.
When the better team decides they want to run you, who run it? OKC and San Antonio.
And it usually comes at about what time period in the game? Late third. Early fourth.
Yeah, next thing you know, see you bye.
It's kind of not scripted, but it's kind of scripted in that sense, especially with the good teams. Now, well, with the real championship contenders, because you can say the same thing about Boston, too.
Again, when Boston, him. Here's what this is why I said the East, the 1-2, and I'm not putting Boston in there because I feel like they're too much of a one trick pony. If they are hitting threes, they will beat your ass. If they are not hitting threes, they look like ass.
I like that. That's a bar. And rhyme too. But they pretty much define make or miss league.
Yes.
You know, that's really what that comes down to with them. It's a make or miss lead.
Also, Joel Allen looked lost in the 76ers,
man,
and I hate to say this. The process is over, bro.
Man, he's out of rhythm, man.
Oh, no, I know that, but if you're Philadelphia.
You do not move that man. Let him ride that out.
That man is old. He's 32, and he's been injured half his career. Well, he ain't getting younger.
Of course
this
not.
Ain't Benjamin Button.
Of course not.
Yeah, I
this
thought
is
they
why
had him wrapped up in bubble wrap playing that game.
Put him in some bubble wrap over the summer and let him remain in Philadelphia, and he'll go home when it's time for him to go home. We got to keep this in mind. Dude didn't play the first 2 years of his career because of the same injuries. But when he's available to go, not even looking good, he can go get 25-10. They just didn't make shots yesterday as a team, though. They was flat.
Oh, they couldn't hit a 3-pointer to save their life. By the way, they had good looks all day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
9 for 30.
A lot of good looks. That's what I was kind of get to the point of with Boston. It's like, it's not like they're taking bad shots. They just missing open looks, and they take so many of them. It's like, do something else. You know, I completely get it, but that's just who they are. They ain't going to, you know, mix it up and change for what? Because they know their next shot can be the one that can be get it started.
Hell, we had an NFL draft. We had NBA playoffs. Ooh. And by the way, my second hockey bet. Hit it again.
And you had a team win 17-1 and fired the whole damn coaching staff.
Yup.
In the Major League Baseball.
Oh, dude, there was some crazy stuff in baseball, too. Yeah, like, God, there's just so much stuff from this weekend.
There's a whole lot going on, man.
We got also Clay and Meg the Stallion broke up. We're definitely going to get to that today, you know? And I just want everybody to know that Clay Thompson, God, amen.
He's a second-generation NBA champion.
He is now, though, one of my favorite athletes of all time. Because anybody who does Kenny Powers, and if you don't know who Kenny Powers is, if I didn't get married this year, what was I doing all year?
Growing that mullet.
I was growing my hair long as it could get, and then I was going to go business in the front, party in the back, and I was going to be Kenny Powers for freaking Halloween. But my wife was like, no, we get married. I'm like, all right, yes, ma'am.
Shout out to East.
Love Brown you, wife.
You can find East
Chest Titty Hard N I N .com. I think that's the way I should do it for now. Chest Titty Hard N .com. I like it.
Yeah, get a t-shirt.
C H A S T I T Y, just like titty. H A R D I N .com. Yeah. Best real estate in the world. Also, smartest woman in the world. Married me.
T-shirt.
I like it.
It's just saying.
I love it. I love it. T-shirts I love it. I love it. I love it. Available. Also, yeah, like money, though. I like
yes,
money.
Yes, sir.
And we do also have to, at the end of the show, we're going to be giving bets because we have three NBA games tonight.
We had triple headers pretty much all week until somebody gets eliminated, mm-hmm. which probably be two.
Do you think tomorrow the Lakers get. Look, I mean, it's what is that, Wednesday? Do they play Wednesday?
No, they're tomorrow, I think.
Let me pull it up. Actually, Wednesday, April 29th.
Okay.
Yeah, you know I looked it up if I knew the date. It's April 27th.
You look, J-Ham, you're probably like me because from what I understood, the games are supposed to be every other day. That's why you said Tuesday. Yeah. But for television purposes and money-making purposes, because I'm on the inside track, they did it Wednesday.
All right, because they got to kind of pretty much triple headers at least until everybody or somebody's done. They're going to finish out that way.
I mean, heck, I wonder on Wednesday, are we saying goodbye to the Pistons in Detroit?
Well, it could be a very good possibility. I'm just saying, because they're just playing them for – they're playing Detroit for Detroit's game. Physical. Jalen Duren's getting outplayed by Wendell Carter.
I can't believe it either. Jalen Suggs. Please tell me this isn't real.
Fantastic. What's that?
I can't believe – where did this Wendell Carter come from?
Duke.
I know that. I'm talking about this Wendell Carter, though. This ain't the Wendell Carter.
Also, they both have Angel Reese history.
They both dated Angel Reese?
Jalen was, Wendell is.
No way! Yes. They're Eskimo brothers, and then they're battling each other on the court?
And it's looks a little hostile, to be honest with you.
I bet he's like, you like that taste of... Never mind.
Wendell Carter always looked like he ready to fight anyway.
Dude, and then you know Jalen's had to drop one of those. What up? How you like my sloppy seconds?
I mean, if you stepped to Isaiah
my leftover
Stewart,
meal.
If you stepped to Isaiah Stewart, you about that action. He stepped to Isaiah Stewart the other day. And Stu got the flagrant.
I know. There's been a ton of flagrant fouls given out, too. Jokic is ready to fight. DeAndre Ayton's ready to fight. Ayton's actually playing pretty decent for the Lakers, man.
Oh, man, he reminds me of Warren Coolidge.
Like,
you ever seen The White Shadow?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. People that have seen The White Shadow, they know what I'm talking about when I say Warren Coolidge.
White Shadow.
It's an old show from the early, like, 81, 82. Came on CBS about a high school basketball team in South Central. Coach played for the Bulls. He had to retire because of his knee. And he's in the neighborhood, and he pretty much becomes the White Shadow.
Ah.
And he coaches this team of hood kids pretty much to a championship. And the center was a 6'8 dude by the name of Warren Coolidge.
Oh, okay. And like, I'm Billy Ho from White Men Can't Jump.
Warren's talented, but he does a bunch of goofy stuff and just has his moments. But when he's dialed in, he's balling. That's DeAndre Ayton. Mm-hmm. So much, a lot of similarities between Ayton and Warren Coolidge.
Ayton be looking mad sometimes.
They do. And so did Warren Coolidge. And then Warren will go get you 25 and 11. And they win the city championship.
So right now, though, can I ask you this? Is this making any – does it even feel real that – do you believe anybody outside of Boston can really win this thing in the East?
Yeah.
Do you believe in the Cavs for real?
I do.
Really?
But I don't – I mean,
I watch my
Boston's
man.
Boston's the favorite. Don't get the whole thing twisted. They're the favorite. The Knicks just got themselves a fight on their hands, but they're going to come out of it on the other side.
Yeah, by not playing Mikal Bridges, which is insane.
But, I mean.
Gave all that up, and Duke can't perform. But, hey, you got to do what you got to do right now as a playoff.
Yeah, he can return back in the next series. It's all good. You know, it's whatever. But. I mean, they're the odds-on favorite, without question, because they have the best two players. They have the best coach.
Man,
they shoot the basketball better than everybody.
The Celtics, yes. But nobody else in that East, to me, is really a threat. I mean, I watched this Cavaliers team, and I thought maybe—
They just couldn't hit anything yesterday.
They looked like the Memphis Tigers.
They couldn't hit—
They
that
shot
just them. Everybody 25%
and they shot. They made 10 of 40, bro.
Everybody in that game
for the shoot. Game they shot 37%. Hell, they could only shoot 65% from the free throw line.
It was like misses. They weren't great defense.
Both
these were
teams
bad misses.
Sucked.
Yeah, these were bad misses. Like to the point to where they got in.
Was the easiest under I think I've ever. I never even
the
came close.
Unders.
Only thing that scared the hell out of me though is overtime, because overtime. What was it? Friday night. Killed me. Which game pissed
Lakers.
Me off? It was the Lakers. Yeah. Yeah, I was so pissed.
But the unders, and also I cashed in on the live bets on the rebound totals. Shout out to Jared Allen.
Dumb
it did work. They mean all these people going to miss shots, man. Somebody got to get the rebound.
And the thing that hurt me worse was, if I remember correctly, they still went over my total by 1 point or a half a point in an overtime.
Oh, don't tee.
Yeah, because I could give up 16, and I think they scored 18. So I would almost hit my under with overtime, those stupid asses.
The Friday game three, Lakers.
Like, how could the Lakers play so bad in that fourth quarter? That third and fourth quarter, though, they were toying with their food.
I hate everything in that game. Parlays, unders.
They were up by, 11 at halftime?
Something like that, yeah. That part of that marathon, though, you know what I'm saying, with them games. In the way that possessions go, they're not winding possessions all the way down to like 5 o'clock before they take a shot now. You know what I'm saying? They getting the ball off at 11. More possessions. So more possessions going to create more opportunities to walk down 11-point leads, 15-point leads, 20-point leads. And the way that these dudes shoot the ball from deep changes the whole dynamic. That 15-point lead, that's 4 threes you and back in the game. You know, a 10-11-0 run or something like that. And that can happen quick.
Oh, it can happen quick. It sure can happen quick. Yeah. By the way, Ant, like, man, that is, for me, also devastating. Because right now, I know you know the series lead. I mean, who thought the Nuggets were going to get a gentleman's suite?
Right.
But then you're thinking to yourself, uh-oh. Ant's got a bad knee. It's a hyperextended knee.
And they still can't guard these folks.
And the thing is, he's going to be out for the rest of the series.
Yeah. At least in AO, they still cannot guard AO. Bones Highland, they can't touch Bones Highland. Julius Randle's a grown ass man. Rudy is playing some of the best defense we've seen Rudy get down with.
I mean, Minnesota, though, man, did you see this line tonight?
Trayton McDaniels is
like. Do you see
that.
Where it's at?
Yeah, 11 and a half.
11 and a half.
But I was just about to mention McDaniels after he. Attacked him at the press conference.
Yeah.
He turned up.
Everything that he stated is true. They can't guard us.
They can't guard us. And he went off.
And you know the best way to play Denver with Jokic? Don't double. Everybody stay home. If he
Correct.
if he get 50, fine. What you don't want him is having 39, 13, and 13.
Right.
If he get 50 and he got 7 assists, cool. You can deal with that because – that way you can take Jamal out.
I was about to say send a double to Jamal.
If Aaron ain't got nothing. Then
Aaron, I mean, if he's not hitting his three, he doesn't give you much
and then
offense.
Everybody else ain't got nothing.
I mean, he can do the lobs and the dunks and all that because he's a high flying freak. But let's be honest with you, those are usually off of rebounds and miss where he's coming in from the 3-point line and flying over somebody.
Right now, Jaren Jackson, or Aaron Gordon, who you got?
Man, I'm taking Aaron Gordon.
Just a matter of preference, or you just what?
It's the fact that Aaron Gordon's already a champ. Also, the fact that just
when they do a lot of the same stuff,
they do a lot,
he's just more athletic.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I still just believe because of the high flying and the ability to come in there and get the rebounds and just flush it back, he still gives you a little bit more oomph on the offensive end, too.
Yeah.
And again, I know Jaren's won a defensive player of the year, but talk about a BS award. My man couldn't guard somebody one-on-one. He was just he got so many blocks because he was given help defense. And yes, it's very important to a race. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying.
We have a four-time winner who does the same thing and been accused of the same thing.
I agree with you.
And I'm not knocking Rudy.
I agree with you.
I'm agreeing. It's just funny, you know what I'm saying? Because it's funny to me because ultimately it's still defense, but you're not
but
wrong.
The thing is, too, also the unanimous defensive player of the year got how many blocks help defense? He's an eraser. He is an eraser at the thing.
He's a freak but he's of a, the industry.
I was going to say, but he's a freak.
Yeah, he's a freak of the industry, though, yo. Because it's not just rim protection. I was saying this to Eli this morning. It's not just rim protection with Wimby. It's extension of everything. Yes. He can extend out to the perimeter. Lanes. He can get in the lanes. He can actually come out on the perimeter, a la Dream Olajuwon, and check whoever.
Yes, he can.
He's got the ability to do so.
Hell, they threw the switch. They were doing a switch, and he was eating it up when the damn guard, like the little guard. You're like, nah, man, you're going to stay in front of me. I don't know if you know. I'm like a go-go gadget arms.
And you know what's live about that?
Do y'all remember Inspector Gadget?
That's my guy.
Go-go gadget arms.
Shout out to Dr. Claw.
That's what we need to call him, the inspector.
Chief, and the dog with Brain. I still watch Gadget,
good
man.
Good job.
Been a minute since I watched, but I still check with Gadget. But who we just talking about?
We were talking about Wimby, man. That's why he's go-go Gadget arms.
Them folks he got in front of him can guard they ass off, especially number five. Steph Castle's becoming one of my all-time favorite players in this game right now. He's becoming one of them. Because he get down on both ends.
Both ends of the court.
I'm going to give you a moment with Steph in the regular season where I was like, yeah, he wanted them. They were playing Detroit, in Detroit. And you know how Detroit is. They get tough. They get, you know, they beef up. Isaiah Stewart want to slap everybody, even though his voice high-pitched. You're like, get out of here, dude.
Hey, Mike Tyson was high-pitched, though.
Yeah, Stewart's still a tough dude, though. But
greatest fighter ever fought.
Yeah.
But Steph Castle was step-for-step with Cade, in Cade chest.
Yeah, he was.
And Cade got pissed off and pushed him.
Yep.
And lost his cool.
He sure did.
Got up, clapped in his face. I said, yeah, they like that. And then he proceeded to do, they kicked Detroit ass that night, too. In Detroit. On NBC. Tuesday night game. That's how I remember that one. But he's going to be a multiple-time All-NBA player. And coupled up with Wimby, with Keldon Johnson, Devin Vassell, however long that they roll with De'Aaron Fox and the crew that they got right there, they're going to be a problem.
They are going to be a problem.
And they got a hurdle in front of them that's already a problem with them Oklahoma City dudes, who I say this all the time, you can take their roster, split it in half, and both of them going to the playoffs.
I feel like right now, like, we need to do some, like, a really nice thing for the Suns, the Pistons. I still think.
You are going to include the Rockets in this?
No.
You're not going to include the Sixers in this?
Yes, absolutely. Sixers.
You don't have that much faith in the Raptors either.
Oh, hell to the Nizzo, except for I do have also faith in James Harden going James Harden in a series if he makes it. If they somehow force a game six or game seven, I've watched him dribble, brick his way out of more playoff series than anybody ever.
I love the way that Toronto team defends, though. They get after it. That's really what the problem is that they can guard. Cleveland will win it, but they can guard.
I will say one thing, though. That both those teams couldn't shoot to save their life. It really looked like both of them could have played for Memphis Tigers the other day. Speaking of the Tigers, we got Terry Davis, who's about to join us. But all those teams that have been looking terrible, and I hate to say this, if I'm the 76ers, I get Joel Embiid, his bonus. I get a Mercedes-Benz, badass Sprinter van.
So
he can pack up and get his ass out on the way, man. I'm tired of you being injured and not showing up in a playoff series.
How you treating that man like we treating Ja?
Oh, man. Because it works good with my Mercedes-Benz Van Center commercial.
He would appreciate the Sprinter van, though, I'm sure.
Oh, he would. He could fit in. He's got, you know, like you can get him custom lifted. He can get it like a little leg room because, you know, he's got that big old body. You know what? Zach Edey needs to go over there and he probably wouldn't hurt his foot. What are you doing in a little Hyundai, bro?
Stop driving.
Or Kia or whatever the hell. What was it? A Datsun? Man, I don't even remember what that. I was like, how the hell did he fit?
Man, I said a Datsun.
Like, dude, that's like putting him in a Veed bug.
He was a cold brown Pacer.
Man. But
man,
in Mercedes.
Riding a Mini Cooper.
Yes, he Mini Cooper, yes. But if you want something that's like serious, they got custom lifts. They got custom solutions. That's the only place you can get your cargo, passenger, crew vans, custom chassis. They got certified techs always to keep you on the road with fast maintenance, repairs, the largest parts inventory. Mercedes-Benz Van Center. They are your Sprinter Van headquarters, 901-237-9302, or go to sprintervans.com. Mercedes-Benz Van Center, part of the Tag Truck Center family, driven to keep you on the road. Terry Davis, Tigers, Grizzlies, oh my, draft, and whatever else y'all want to talk to. Like, you know what? We got like two dudes who always check the text box. 901-360-8255. Hit me at the Sissy Law Kevin text and listener line. What do y'all think about the NFL draft? Do you like who's the winners, who's the losers, what players? Diego Pavia lost. He's the only person that's since 2014, I believe, to be a Heisman finalist and not get drafted.
John, I got to learn the Hotty Totty song. Shout out to Stribling. You know, he's a 49er now.
Oh.
Yeah, a little Gosh Almighty from Brock Purdy.
Hotty Totty, Gosh Almighty. Also, who the hell are we?
You also got a White Haven product that's having as an undrafted free agent with the 49ers. Kid Bryson Easton from out of White Haven playing at Tennessee. He played next to my cousin, who Martavius French, who was at Colorado. He went undrafted as well, but we're going to find him a home, too.
So find that man a home.
If not, he's got a bright football future. He's going to be coaching or doing something in a football capacity. Possibly he'll be a member of Views from the 22.
Oh, I dig that now. Oh, I like that. I'm going to take a quick time out, though. We're going to come back and have a lot of fun. We still have NFL draft. We got all kinds of local stuff. Clay and Meg the Stallion broke up. By the way, Clay's my favorite person because he went Kenny Powers on the jet ski. Yeah. You know, like after, you know, like, remember, like, if y'all watched that show down, what was it called?
Kenny Powers.
It's not called Kenny Powers, is it?
Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down, thank you. If you watched Eastbound and Down, what was the song they used to play when he would get on the jet ski, when he was trying to get over things?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And do you remember, like, the skank he brought on the back of it, the jet ski, that one time that looked like you just picked her up with West Memphis, and if she's got two teeth, you're lucky? Lot Lizard, for sure. You're going to find her very soon, right across the river in West Memphis. If I cross the river, it's because I'm going to Coach Dispensary in Steele, Missouri, only 60 minutes away. Best cannabis on planet Earth. Best guest, Terry Davis. Next, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
They take you home every afternoon. Sports Time on Sports 56. Weekdays from 3 to 6 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. It's Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. This hour brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
Skip, skip, up the road, up the school you go.
Don't be a bad boy, Johnny. Don't you slip up or play the fool.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny. Yo, I hope everybody's having a beautiful Monday. Enjoyed your weekend. I know I finally started unwinding on Sunday and back at it again on Monday. Whew. The life of a working man.
Yeah.
Better to be working, though, than not working.
Very, very true. I've been on that side before.
Yeah, it ain't fun. Damn, dude. We got a bunch of crazy people out here. I love Randy. He always comes in. He said everybody out there sleep. Randy. He's like, I'm sleepwalking, bro.
Randy's going to make the all happy hour team this year.
Yeah, he's definitely a huge part. My man Dennis sends me some great stuff over at ViroMaster, you know.
Dennis Dixon, shout out.
And Viro-Master.com. By the way, they are a complete disease prevention and odor control team. By the way, Dennis Dixon, you can get in touch with him so easy over at EnviroMasters at 901-500-5361, 901-500-5361, or go to enviro-master.com. Kill those germs that kill your business, bro. Get rid of those odors, because that's one thing. I have a weak stomach. I know there are a lot of people like me. If it stinks, I get sick. If your bathroom is stanky, I ain't coming back. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I told you about that doctor, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they do every kind of commercial property, every kind of restroom, every kind of restaurant. They do so many different things over at EnviroMaster. I mean, you need to check them bad boys out. Again, they don't stop. They do everything to help your business. You need to get EnviroMaster. I'm telling you, enviro-master.com. Call my homie Dennis Dixon, 901-500-5361. You know the owner of the company, by the way? My man, Tom.
I don't think I met Tom. I met Dennis.
He's actually the owner of the company. And if you have any questions, he told me, he said, man, give him Tom Whitley's number. That's the owner of the Bad Boy. He's the nicest guy in the world. He's there to always help your business. His number is 901-356-8282. That's 901-356-8282. Again, kill those dead gum odors that kill your business. Kill those diseases that be killing folks. If everybody had EnviroMaster, COVID probably wouldn't have broke out.
You think they do exorcisms over at EnviroMaster? Because we need one at FedEx Forum. Me and Greg Gasson have been discussing this. As far as like getting the bad juju out the building with all the injuries and all that other, you know, it's bad business down there, man. And we ain't got no Wi-Fi.
We got no Wi-Fi, and we got a guy who owns a telecommunications company in Ubiquity, which is a piece. Robert Pera, please. Right. But damn. Oh, dude, the name of the song is Sleepwalk. The song on Eastbound and Down.
Shout out to
Randy. I love you because I'm going to have to play that later. Randy, we're going to play it when we do the Clay Thompson, Meg Thee Stallion, Randy, Hardenwood.
You're going to be all happy out 2026.
And by the way, one other little nugget for you. Terry Davis has been moved to just after 12.
Okay.
Sorry for all you people who want a little Care Bear stare because he does make you feel better right before it hits noon.
He does.
He makes you feel like life is good again.
He's a different kind of pimp, man.
He is definitely a different kind of pimp. Speaking of different kind of pimp, man, what did Diego Pavia?
Wow.
Like, do you think it was after the Heisman, maybe, remember the Heisman ceremony?
When he had
Indiana and Fernando Mendoza, and then Fernando Mendoza's taken number one and he wasn't drafted? Could it be with his brother? Was his brother who's always fighting everybody?
He's always getting the DUI.
I ain't going to lie to you. I would have drafted him just to have the mom at practice.
Not DUI, but public intoxication arrest and things of that nature with his brother.
I'm just surprised there's not a dead gum general manager thinking like Mike Vrabel.
Well, he probably.
Because if he was thinking like a Mike Vrabel, you know that the Patriots were going to draft Diego Pavia. He's like, I lost my side piece, Diana. I'm bringing in Diego's mom. Da-da-da-dora.
And then he'll go on a Theo Vaughn podcast right afterwards to talk about it. See, it's just unfair stuff. But no, man, he may be suited for the springtime league that our good buddy Landon Schmidt is a big fan of, the United Football League, which they had some games on over the weekend. We don't have a team here anymore.
Oh, they still have that thing going?
Yeah, we're just not here.
Oh, it's just not here?
Yeah. They still get down. They've actually expanded.
I mean, this is crazy. I know he's only 5'10", and he's short of stature.
Doug Flutie was 5'7".
I was getting ready to say, I'm not a Bryce Young fan either. You know, you look at little baby Bryce over in Carolina, and they got him some big wide receivers. You can see him. But again, to not even, like, take a flyer on him, this is a guy who was in the SEC, like, dogging folks. In fact, when he was in the SEC, he led the damn league in completion percentage at 70.6%, threw 29 touchdowns, averaged 9.5 yards per attempt for 4,402 total yards. That led all Power Four players.
I do you one even better. He won twice the amount of games as a Vanderbilt quarterback that Jay Cutler did, and Jay Cutler was drafted 11th overall 20 years ago.
Jay did have a hell of an arm, though.
Yeah, he did.
By the way, the crazy thing is, pouty face Jay Cutler, do you remember? He, like, you know, like, he wasn't it Jay Cutler who's always smoking heaters and he dated the girl Cavallari?
Yeah.
isn't he also the one who broke the bench press combine? Like, they don't even do that for quarterbacks, and he's like, oh, no, I want to do it. He's like, because I can outperform, and he outperformed, like, almost all the linebackers and did it, like, 25 pounds or something.
That was cool.
225, I'm pretty sure. Google that junk for me, somebody.
I'm on it right now.
I'm pretty damn sure Jay Cutler, who loves smoking heaters and hates Kristen Cavallari now, I'm pretty sure he was, like, even though he had, like, a kind of that fat dad bod thing still going to, I think he broke the record for reps by a quarterback ever. Damn, how come stupid things stick in my head? Like, if I'm right on this one, I will remember the dumbest things.
Okay, well, the combine record for the quarterback on the bench press is 26.
Who did that?
It's a dude named Jason Boltis. Now, Jay Cutler was among the top five. He's number four at 23. Brady Quinn did 24 reps a year later.
So before Brady Quinn came and broke his record, like he did at one point. Like,
right, he was the top guy, so yeah.
And I feel like he also did better than most of the linebackers that year in that draft.
Probably so.
Because I was like, how is Jay Cutler benching more than this homie who's a badass defensive lineman? And I can't even remember what year Jay was drafted. It was so
06.
Long. 06. Damn, dude.
That was a stud draft. That's Mario Williams, Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart, Vince Young. Jay.
Damn.
Some hitters in that draft.
Holy cow. That was a little hitter. That is, but Diego, the little bitty guy, who again accounted for over 50% total yards of Vanderbilt's offense, 70% of their points. Did you know that?
Yeah, they didn't want him to be no other extra distraction.
Again, I'm just surprised. Okay, it's kind of like Le'Veon Bell. Okay, here's what it is. We know Mike Vrabel thinks with his little head.
Yeah.
Diana Russini, you saw it. I'm surprised the Patriots. You know what? That's why he wasn't there on day three, because if Diego was going to be there, he didn't do it for his family. They told him to get away because they know he was going to draft him.
That woman named her son Michael.
Yeah, I know. That was cold-blooded. Then the fourth day, by the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, Diana Russini put out on her Twitter, this is diabolical-ish, by the way, who are the greatest Michaels ever to play in the NFL and coach? I told you there were only four, woman.
Well, while thinking of my son, Michael.
Yes.
She starts.
I don't care if I'm that dude. I feel bad for him. I hate to say this. Bro, I can't stand, because like, I feel like this is going to sound crazy. Like, I ain't doing no 24andMe or whatever, that Ancestry.com. Or, you ain't getting my genetic code so you can find me later. I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't giving you my damn fingerprints. I ain't giving you my DNA. Like, bleep you. So I ain't about that. This is the one time I'd feel bad, because I like everything I believe in myself, I'd be doing it to my young kid, Michael, though. I'd be like, I think I need to find out a little genetic information from this young feller. Yeah.
That's cold, man.
Dude, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. And speaking of, like, stupid, you know, like, stupid people in the NFL doing stupid things, we're going to talk about the draft on the other side of this break. But Diego Pavia's mom was really almost enough for him to get drafted, thinking about what Adam Gase did when he was coaching. Did you hear about what Le'Veon Bell said about Adam Gase? We all knew he was the dumbest coach ever, right? We knew this, right?
What'd he say, though?
Le'Veon Bell said not only was the dumbest coach ever, he said we'd get to practice in like 28 minutes, and the only thing we're doing is running the same damn play, which is a damn run right up the damn middle, over and over and over again. And he's like, then he's like, he also says, man, he walked in to talk to coach one time, didn't knock. Coach is in there snorting yayo. Cocaine, that is yayo. All right. Do you think he had a quarter? God. Do you think he had maybe a half?
Oh, my God. Mike.
And if he had a quarter, how many balls does he have?
Mike Tomlin is a real leader of men, because he had to deal with both of those.
Dude, Antonio Brown. And Le'Veon Bell. Hold on. He also had Ben Roethlisberger. Let's not forget Big Ben on his motorcycle and women and situations that he found himself in.
This is why he was thankful for peaceful people like Troy Polamalu.
No kidding. He's like, go keep doing them head and shoulders commercials. I love them.
Brett Kiesel. You know, he loved those dudes. They don't do nothing, man. They cool.
Football.
Yeah.
James Harrison.
Right.
Dude, lift weights, football. Would you let a mother...
Between A.B. and Le'Veon, oh my God.
Oh no, this dude asked me a weird question, but I kind of asked it. Oh my goodness. They said if we walk the goats around FedEx Forum, it'll get rid of all the injury issues. Why? Okay, we can get some goats. I know a dude who's got a whole thing of goats. My homie Chris has got a farm. Remember, he's got like 400 cows.
That guy Chris Bolden?
No, Chris Walls. If Chris Bolden had a farm like that, you think I'd be at work right now?
Like, what?
I'm going to be out there like acting like I'm, I don't know.
From Sanatobia.
Yeah. I'm going to be shooting stuff, riding horses.
Huckleberry.
Yup, I'll be your Huckleberry. But I got to take a break, pay a few bills, And we got to come back again because we were talking a little bit about Diego not getting drafted. Adam Gase is crazy. Le'Veon Bell is talking all about how stupid he is and that a dude was doing yayo in his office. The other thing that's crazy is, again, we talk about Mike Tomlin. This dude, did you see how hard they're trying to get this man? Didn't he go to NBC?
Yeah, he's with NBC.
Man, he going to get paid like big money, right?
He's got Tony Dungy spot.
Yeah, I was going to say Dungy been there 17 years and gone.
Yeah.
But, dude, Mike Tomlin, this is my question. Is Mike Tomlin going to talk?
Yeah, a lot. It's him, Rodney Harrison.
Yeah, they're going to do good.
And Maria Taylor. They're going to be fine.
No, but you know how Mike is, them eyes look like they, so what's the disease where your eyes starts popping out your head? Mike looked like he has that. Because I learned a lot about eyes because I've scratched my eyeball. I got a corneal abrasion of my right eye. It sucks.
Man, I said, what's the disease? Were they popping out your head?
You know what I'm saying? There's a disease, they call it, where like your eyeballs start popping out your head. Mike Tomlin.
I figured one of those gentlemen would know.
When you get mad, man, somebody out there is a doctor, 901-360-8255. Hit me up at the Sissy's Log Cabin text and listener line where life's too short for ordinary jewelry. 901-360-8255.
Y'all talking about jaundice?
No, jaundice is where you turn yellow, brah. Right? I think I know that because of kids and the hepatitis.
Right, that's that.
Talking about little Boosie eye disease, ain't you?
Yeah.
The little circle, little raccoon circle.
Eye disease. You know what? I'm going to do this during the break. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you, if your eyes start popping out and bulging like Mike Tomlin's.
You're going to Google Mike Tomlin eyes.
Yeah, sure am. Back in two shakes. Hey, ChatGPT should be able to figure it out on Sports 56 98.5 FM.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. This hour brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
Back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. That one almost, that hurt. Ouch. I went to Coach Dispensary, remember, last week. Steele, Missouri. Lordy, lordy, lordy. They got some, like, do you know, like, technology's kind of crazy. I mean, when I was a young feller, we just used to roll everything up. Man, you can get these carts over at CoastDispensary.com. Yeah. You can go online and check them out. Steele, Missouri, 60 minutes away.
Well, first of all, you can go online.
Yeah, you can do a pre-order. Say you drive up there. All you have to do is be 21 or older, have a valid driver's license.
No, you can't go bing, over there with no suspended ID, man.
Yeah, you can't get over there with no suspended ID. You can't go over there if you're not 21 or older. So don't even try. Now, I did find out, thank you to all of our texters.
John, quickly before you move on from codes, we saw that billboard. Where did you say you saw a billboard?
God,
240 West, exit 21.
Okay, I saw, you know, I come from Mississippi, so we got another codes billboard. Brooks Road and 55, fellas.
No way.
That's right down near my house. Even better.
Is that down on, that means they have to have the medical card, though.
It's right in the Haven.
The Steele, Missouri is recreational. Yeah. The one in Mississippi is medical.
Well, that's no. I'm saying this. He's saying that's the Coles Dispensary. That's the Steele, Missouri one. That's
oh yeah,
the one that he saw. At
oh, Brooks, you're saying 55. The sign? Yeah,
yeah. The sign itself is right there near me.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Close to Mississippi. Well, I can walk to Mississippi from the Haven, but
you would not believe how many people have texted in pictures of people's eyes popping out of their head, and then another Mike Tomlin, and it's called Graves' disease. If you didn't know, okay. I was talking about the eye disease that makes your eyes bulge out your face and it looks like Mike Tomlin whenever he's agitated. It is called Graves' disease. It's a thyroid eye disease. We always learn a lot here. See, I told y'all that was a disease, bro. Y'all think I'm playing.
I'm just laughing at the picture that they sent us.
It's so good, dude. They're so good. You know that dude's got Graves. Like, for sure. Like, there's no question about it. You can tell it looks like it's a very sunny day. Might live in California. I doubt he has any. Yeah. I think he's screwed. How would you pick up a chick when your eyes look like that?
She's scared. She's going to do whatever at that point.
Please don't rob me.
Hey. step to it like Loke Dog did on Don't Be a Menace. Just put your number down
right here. Yeah, right here. I got a digit. I love that. That was too funny. But getting back at it for just a moment.
I've actually seen that happen. We'll talk about that at another time.
Right now, what in the draft situation? What were some of the better or worse or – like, I know Darian's got to have an opinion on his 49ers. Like, is there anybody that you were like, man, I can't believe how good this team did with their draft? I mean, I love the fact that the Cowboys were able to get a Caleb Downs. They needed that. You said it last week. I like that.
What did I just call him? An Adwater pro.
Yep, watch him go. I think Jeremiah Love's going to be great, but it's probably not until he gets out of Arizona. You got to be able to run and block. So I feel bad. Like, out of all the people who got drafted, I'm like, damn, he's going to the worst situation. That man's like the third pick of the draft, and he's got to go out to Arizona with a team that don't have a quarterback, team that don't have an offensive line, team that's got the mid-grade Harrison at best. I mean, he's mid-grade.
Yeah.
Like, let's just be real. I mean, I don't know how he doesn't have a damn L'Oreal or some lip line going on.
You petty.
I am petty. You know I can't help myself. I swear to God, that was the first thing I thought, dude. I can see him doing, like, coming out, maybe Maybelline. Give a little kissy kiss. You got to admit, man. Lil Harrison got the, like, Marvin Jr., isn't it Marvin? It is Marvin.
Yeah.
Like, his dad was so skinny, route-running machine.
Yeah.
He ain't that dude who's getting in the middle of the zones and the greatest route runner in the whole wide world. He kind of slow.
But if you try to step to him at his car wash.
Oh, yeah, he's going to bust that ass.
He's going to bust that.
I'd give him a fat lip. If he stepped to me. I mean, look how bad I busted him up. Didn't even hit him. I am going to I like young people, like, thank God young people were like, they were like, this guy's terrible. Made me think of, like, they couldn't even handle Eddie Murphy back in the day.
No,
remember when we were talking about Jacques, what was it? Dexter St. Jacques.
The Bahamas dude.
Yeah, comes over and swings it over his
or the dudes that were sitting on top of the police car with the siren. They couldn't survive it. Eddie Murphy would be greatly canceled.
Oh, they wouldn't be able to handle
just
it.
Just off those two stand-ups alone, Raw and Delirious, Eddie Murphy would be out of business.
I hate the also, like, a couple other picks that I was seeing, and I love a few others.
Mo was right, like, about the Giants, though.
Yeah, the Giants ain't joking.
He was right. Like, John Harbaugh,
John Harbaugh is going to get in there and do what John does.
And like Germ said, make football great again.
I will say one thing. It's crazy, man. The NFC East, Cowboys are always the Cowboys. Giants are, like, kind of up and coming and young. The Eagles
right
and,
now.
You know, Howie's going to do what Howie does.
Dan Quinn and
The Commanders.
The tackling machine and Sonny Styles.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, the whole NFC East, actually, I felt like had a pretty decent damn draft.
Sonny Styles just looked like he just tackled.
I'm just still worried he's got a little Isaiah Simmons.
He has a name of a tackling cat.
But Quinn don't know what to do with him. That's one of the good things that you can say.
True that.
And again, like, to get Arvell Reese.
Yeah.
The best
left
tackle in Francis. Mauiuga, something like that.
Mauiuga,
potato, potato.
We'll give it credit.
Hey, I just call him Francis.
That works.
Damn it.
It's better than Quinn Bear.
I love the fact that they also got Colton Hood out of Tennessee. I like their draft. They just do it.
They're football players, man. Quality football talent. They're going to be fine.
They got that kid out of Auburn, too, late. Yeah. What's Big Bobby? He's got the damn Jamison Travis when they do that hyphen. Yeah, Jamison Travis. How can I remember that? Jordan Travis on Jamison. That'll work.
It works.
He should be Tito Travis. Because it's actually America's number one spirit. Like, what are you, Irish Bobby? I don't think so. You doing the river dance?
Hey, John Quigley, this is Darian Newsome right quick. Speaking of those 49ers, I did like our draft. I did not like our trade in the third round. I forget which team we traded that pick to, but the 6'9 offensive tackle from Miami, I think he would have been a great pickup knowing that our big guy is on his last two legs, you know, our offensive
tackle. Y'all did pick up the big kid from Washington, I think, in the fourth round.
Yeah, but I really like that. I mean, he was like 6'9, almost 400 pounds. I think like that's an offensive tackle.
Oh, yes. No. You are right. But again, Carver Willis is another guy who's like, you know, 6'5". He's just like 300 pounds, maybe put on about 15 pounds in the National Football League, get a little grown man strength up in you. You know what I mean? That's, I mean, hell. And you got your man back, Trent.
Still got a quality football team out there, man.
He's 38 years old.
Dude, your defense last year was on their 7th and 8th linebacker, I believe, in the playoffs.
This is true.
You know?
And they got to the divisional round like that.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Still got a squad out there, man.
They play in that tough-ass division, though, bro. Yeah. That NFC West, yeah. Outside of the Cardinals, who just suck. But Seattle, the Rams, 49ers, all could win it. We'll talk about a little draft. But Terry Davis is going to join us here in a little bit. Do me a favor, people. Don't freak out. Don't fret. Don't stress. Just make a lemon drop and make sure it's with the best. That's Tito's Handmade Vodka. That's what I do when life hands me lemons. I always drink America's number one spirit, Tito's Handmade Vodka. We got the historian. We got Jared. We got D. And you got me. We're all next with Terry Davis, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Q.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading.